T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
These dopes in the legislature who supposedly run the state but actually run it into the ground, they didn't even bother going to the cities to figure out how to grease the skids so that electric cars would fly with urban legislators. This is Chris Keating again. You ready? Listen to this.
There's a lot of urban legislators who are a big chunk of the Democratic base.
This is why the EV thing is dying in the state legislature.
Who aren't really for this because they're not sure what the benefit will be to people in Hartford and Bridgeport and Waterbury, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you took all the legislators in, New Haven, Hartford, all the cities, et cetera, that's a lot of votes there.
Didn't even bother. It doesn't take much. You know, you just have to promise them a little money for this and a little money for that, and a certain number of the charging stations will go in their neighborhood, and there'll be grants to help people afford to buy the electric vehicles. And then they could have, they could have played these guys, but they didn't bother. They decided we're going to force the EV thing through first because we want to get the money from Washington. After we get the money from Washington, we can make everybody happy. And it doesn't matter if it's good policy. They don't even think about whether it's good policy. And the people in Washington who generate all of this activity, they don't even think about if it's good policy, except good policy meaning good for us. That's good policy. Good for us is good policy. That's how they look at it. Not good for us, meaning the people who pay for it. Good for them, meaning the people who win re-election by shaking the hands and reminding all those people who benefited from the spending of the money. 860-522-9842. He's Mark Christopher, and you're the one stuck in traffic, perhaps, so he's got information for you. Mark, what's going on in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center?
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Okay, this hour we're doing rants and phone calls. Rants and phone calls. Step right up. 860-522-9842. Let's talk to Mike next on WTIC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, is this me?
I think that's you, yeah.
Yeah, all right, I guess it is. I'll look in the mirror. Last segment, last hour, we were talking about byways, and you wondered what is a byway?
Yes.
So being a nerd, I looked it up, and according to Britannica, it's just a road that's not used very much, which I think is intuitive. And actually, more and less traveled roads, highways and byways, simple and intuitive, right? Then the government gets involved, and this is where it got interesting. The United States has a whole bunch of national scenic byways, and to be designated a national scenic byway, a byway must meet the criteria for at least one of the following six, quote-unquote, intrinsic qualities.
Yeah.
Archaeological, cultural, historical, natural, recreational, and scenic. There's roughly 200 of them, believe it or not, such as Route 66, for example. And it's highly subjective, so I guess it's perfect for political theater.
Well, also for political, funding to provide bonuses to certain roads and ceremonies and all that kind of stuff that they like so much.
And the people that make road signs and all that. But then there's even more. There's a subset of byways that are designated as All-American Roads.
All American roads. That means they got a letter in football?
Yeah. Well, they're nationally significant and have one-of-a-kind features that do not exist elsewhere. And that's pretty subjective, too. Furthermore, it must be considered a destination unto itself. And so I just thought, this is whimsical if, at best, but the government actually does it. So highways and byways has a simple, intuitive meaning, but there's actually more behind the door.
How about that? I'm going to start using it more often.
I just thought you'd be interested. That's it.
I am. Thank you for doing the research, Mike. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay, you bet. Take care.
860-522-9842. George, what's going on? Yes, George.
Hi, Todd. I just ran some calculations on renewable energy. And by the way, this is what you're going to use to power the electric car. So between March and July, renewable energy drops 71.6%. That's 12,847 megawatts hour average. And you're gonna use renewable energy to power an additional load of electric cars as well.
Wait, what is the George? What is the weak link that would go down in productivity during nice weather?
I don't understand what you're saying. This is renewable energy. It's seasonal.
Yeah, so solar
it drops in value.
It drops in value from March to July. You said right.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that when the sun is shining bright and the wind's blowing and everybody's...
I've taken that all into consideration. I've got the numbers here from...
I'm asking you why it is that during that kind of weather that you would get less wind and sun.
It probably has to do with the fact that it's summertime. You probably get more storms, and the storms are just cloudy weather with no wind. We're talking about cloudy weather probably with no wind.
Okay.
Which shuts everything down in combo. But it drops 71, renewable energy drops 71.6%. It's junk power. And they're using that to power an additional load of electric cars. It makes no sense. No sense at all.
Well, they didn't want it to make sense. That wasn't one of their priorities, obviously, because they haven't approached it in a sensical way. Thank you for that. Yeah, so there's less of it when you need it. When people are out driving around, when the air conditioners are cranking. Oh, man. That's not good. 860-522-9842. Rant line number 751-4698. It's time to play some rants. We're going to do this for the rest of the hour, and we're going to take phone calls as well. So if you have a thought, call in and share it, please.
Hello, Todd. This is Everett from East Hartford. Our politicians, whether it's our governor and state officials or like Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal, they violate their oath of office and they're proud of it. They go on national television, do TV, radio interviews and talk about how they're bypassing the law that they took an oath to uphold. They are the people that have the power to change the law.
Imagine that. What do they care about an oath, though? Oaths are so old-fashioned.
You know what? You can complain up and down, left and right, but the trooper followed his training, the procedure. People forget this guy took the police on at least a 30-mile chase on a busy highways, okay? What about the other motorists that are out there with their families and their kids just minding their own business, trying to get home or go where they're going? You know what? You have to, unfortunately, at times, neutralize the threat. And that's the way the game is played. Are you going to spare one life, one reckless life, over innocent people? Come on. This guy followed procedure. I'm glad he was found not guilty.
Thank you for that, Mike. Good to hear your voice. We haven't heard from you in a long time. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on 1080 being 100 years old. But Patricelli, yeah, we've heard it once. I think you don't have to play it every hour on the hour, because if we have to hear Patricelli's name for another day, there's other stations out there.
Da-da-da-da-da. Here we go.
Hi. A friend of mine's wife came up with a real interesting insight. Our governor, Lamont, has been trying to do everything here in the state of Connecticut on a California method. The last governor's conference, he was sitting right there next to Gavin Newsom. You know, camera time where he's seen together with, well, if Biden's going to be pulled out, Newsom is probably going to be the substitute. Is our governor, Lamont, trying to line himself up for leaving Connecticut as the possible vice president? Just something to think about. All right. Thanks. Bye.
No, it really isn't. Only if you want something to laugh about. Well, let's just say that again.
Is our governor, Lamont, trying to line himself up for leaving Connecticut as the possible vice president?
Isn't that funny to think about? How would that happen again? Jolly Ned, vice president?
Camera time where he's seen together with, well, it.
I didn't go back far enough, I guess. Da-da-da-da-da.
Hi. A friend of mine's wife came up with a real interesting insight. Our governor, Lamont, has been trying to do everything here in the state of Connecticut on a California method. The last governor's conference, he was sitting right there next to Gavin Newsom. You know, camera time where he's seen together with, well, if Biden's going to be pulled out.
All right. I guess I get the idea that. Well, so first off, Gavin Newsom is not going to be anybody's nominee for president because California is the worst state in the country. And the worst thing you would want to do is try to run for president nationally from the biggest socialist disaster of all the socialist disasters in the country. There's so much to run against. You've got San Francisco with homeless problems and the fancy stores closing because of the inability to maintain order. There aren't enough cops. The cops don't, you know, people just walk in and start robbing places. L.A. too. It's no, this whole Gavin Newsom thing is a fantasy. It is.
Hello, Todd. John here, 325-24. This country must stop raising the debt ceiling. It's called deficit spending. Monies we do not have. It's also taxpayers' money, not the government monies. It's better to shut the government down and bite the bullet for a short time than to keep spending monies we do not have. This country must get out of debt. We are the world's largest debtor nation, and it's going to bite us if we don't turn this Titanic USSA around. We need to stop deficit spending. Thanks a lot, sir.
That is totally true, John. Thank you for the call. It's always good to hear from you.
Hey, Todd. Just a comment. I was listening to Brian's playback this morning with the interview with, I believe it was Johanna Hayes, the woman who's running for.
Johanna Hayes. She's the 5th District Congresswoman, serving her second term and running for re-election against George Logan once again. And that was yesterday morning, I think, he interviewed her.
A re-election? The congresswoman?
Yes.
Wow, Todd. I mean, that woman sounds so dead. I mean, it's coming right through, you know, my antenna here on in the car radio. so desperate to hang on to power. I mean, it's kind of scary, really. I mean, has anybody heard that interview? I mean, I'm sure you heard it, but I mean, wow. I mean, maybe you could comment on it, Todd. I mean, that's scary how desperate she sounds. She sounds like a propagandist, but not somebody who represents Connecticut.
Well, you just described politicians, didn't you? Come on, man.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Ned Lamont, Governor. You know, one thing that really makes me upset, okay? I don't want to get blizzarded here by the censors. But one thing that really upsets me is this radio station. You have Leibowitz on there. Yeah, he's a former resident of the jail, but yeah. You know, don't believe anything he says and goes on in there. He's just trying to con the prison board to get it out. I didn't have anything to do with it. All I could do is kick the whole thing down the road, kick the can, so to say. Anyways, he don't believe anything he says, how the prison system works. I know when he was in there, he couldn't say too much because we were all listening on the phone. Well, not me. They never let me listen on the phone there. And I hardly ever go to the prison anyways because there's nothing to do there, and they aren't going to vote for me anyways. Oh, oops, that one slipped out. Well, have a great day.
It's true. There is nothing to do there.
Hi, Todd. The only way to save America is to repeal the 19th Amendment. Every problem we face can be traced directly back to that. You can't vote with feelings. You have to vote with logic. So, repeal the 19th Amendment. I stick by it. Thank you.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
Hey, Todd, just a thought. The police are now personally responsible for their actions. That's the new rule, isn't it? For the things that they do. Well, that means they're personally responsible for the things that they don't do and all the offenses that they see and don't take care of. There might be some way here to get these people to start doing what they're supposed to be doing and taking care of the traffic violations and everything else that they just magically don't acknowledge. Goodbye.
Oh, man. Do we keep saying the same thing all the time over and over? I think we do. But we also make progress pursuing the lines of reasoning that we pursue. And the explanation for things. And I think we understand all the time. I know I do. I'm fascinated with the tiny revelations, the little infinitesimal thought changes that provide so much bright light in terms of understanding. So much illumination. It's a magical thing, sorting through the ideas. It is. It's fun. By the way, Jonathan Haidt, who we talked a lot about last week, and I played you tons of cuts, he's making the national news. Now, he was on Good Morning America today, Jonathan Haidt, the author of The Coddling of the American Mind, and he's got a new book out on how we've got to get phones out of kids' hands to save the children. Anybody on board with that? 860-522-9842. We're going to play rants and take phone calls for the next half hour. Tom Scott's off this week. You ready?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bay Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes. We are having a good time. No Tom Scott today, so we get to talk and play more rants. 860-522-9842. John's in Weathersfield. Hi, John.
Hey, Todd. Hey, one thing. Usually I would be with you with, you know, having the kids put their phones down to learn.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, I agree with you 100%. My only problem is that during the shutdown and the classrooms went into our houses, we found out what our kids were actually learning. And that's the only reason why I would say that these kids should have phones in their pockets so that they can record what these teachers are teaching. So unless
when there's bad stuff going on in the classroom that they can take videos and stuff. Yeah, the trouble is, though, the schools are totally failed places now.
Oh, absolutely.
Way worse than before because the kids are so distracted by the device. So I understand what you're saying, and that is one of the benefits of having the phones there, and there's also safety issues and stuff. But education is just totally shot now. They never should have let these things into the building. So I don't know how to weigh those two things, but I feel like we've got such a serious problem going on right now.
I think we would just need a replacement because when Lamont said that was what came to me. When Lamont said that in the State of the State address, and he said to put the phones in Ziplocs and all that, that was the first thing that said to me was just because I'm always thinking about what are their plans, because it's never about doing something right. So what is it? And right away I was like, that's because he doesn't want us to know what the teachers are teaching.
Well, that's possible. The thought that popped into my head was more along the lines of him being a complete incompetent and being totally disinterested in public policy or what's best for the schools or for kids or anything. He just has no focus on that. But there is a national movement going on. As a matter of fact, in Great Britain, they just banned. They made a national rule to control the phones in the schools, to take them out of the kids' hands while they're in school. And the Democrats are responding to this kind of worldwide movement that's going on to take back the attention of the kids and get them involved in school once again. So that's the thought I had. I appreciate your cynicism, but my cynicism went in a different direction. Yeah,
I'm all game if I have a replacement.
Yeah, well, let's put surveillance cameras in there so we can, there are those teachers who want to have sex with the kids too. So be very purposeful to
But you're right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you. 860-522-9842. Yeah, it's good to be cynical, but you have to consider all the options. I'm not sure which way that one goes. How about you? Give us a call. Rant line number 751-4698. We're going now to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher with the latest on the roads. Mark.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a ringtone for school.
Yeah, David Lee Roth, Van Halen, back in the day, 1984 or so. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, good afternoon. One in three college students cannot afford food. I mentioned this yesterday, but we didn't really discuss it. One in three college students can't afford food as Connecticut schools roll out programs. Does that make sense to you that you should have to subsidize loans, you should have to subsidize public colleges, and After they take out loans to go to college, they can't afford lunch, so they come to you looking for lunch. What do you think about this? 860-522-9842. It's ridiculous, right? And so they tell a story about Dijah Hunter, who goes to UConn and Stanford and go into the food pantry. Well, the food pantry is an answer, I guess, if you can't afford the food and you can't get a job or you don't have time to study or whatever. I mean, I know life is hard, and trying to get a college education and trying to pay for it is hard, but that's because of this big government that wants to give everything away. We don't start to restore order to the cost of things, I don't believe, until we start rolling back government and all the big government programs. Agree or disagree? 860-522-9842.
The numbers are out. Now we know Joe's approval is at a new low. It's in the basement at 40%. Biden's term is a pile of guano.
I like that one. We don't hear from that guy too often, but we need some poems, poetry, man. Come on. We need some fresh ones. That's a little one I grabbed from the past. Let's get Kevin here from Hartford. Hello, Kevin. You're on the air.
Yeah. So I hear the headline is, the 3 out of 4 kids can't afford food in college or something, or 1 out of 4?
What was the head? 1 out of 3 can't afford food.
1 out of 3.
Yeah. But you know what else is it? Hang on. I just got to tell you one other tidbit from the story. They interview one of the kids, and she talks about how the quality food that she wants to eat is really expensive because she wants to eat good food, you know? And I thought, well, college, I thought what college was all pizza and pasta for me, I was living the life.
Ramen noodles.
Well, yeah, ramens weren't a big thing back in my day. But if I had them back then, I would have definitely had cases in the closet. Because they cost nothing, those things. It's a good point. How can you not afford food if you can afford to go to college?
It's one of those BS surveys. I mean, it's like saying that it's 1 in 4 BMW owners that works at Taco Bell part-time can't afford food.
Can't afford gas.
That's because they've got a $80,000 car payment, and they can't afford food. That's because your entire paycheck is going to pay for your $80,000 car payment.
Which you can't afford even with your whole paycheck.
Yeah. You're paying too much for your education, so stop going there. Go to the local community college, or just don't go to school. You're going to get brainwashed. You're going to get a lousy education. You're just going to feed money to this woke BS, and you're much better off just going into the workforce and working your way up.
Well, that might be the better alternative. Yeah, look, it's fine if you want to get a college education. Figure out an affordable one. And don't take out student loans, you know. Go to one of the free ones or near free or get grants or do something. Thank you, Kevin. I like your passion. Passion is awesome, isn't it? 860-522-9842. Robert's calling from Cheshire. Robert, what's happening, sir? Good to hear from you.
I think your caller, Kevin, has some excellent points. The thought occurred to me that college students that can't afford food while going to college, that would suggest to me the focus is wrong. College is too expensive. We know why it's too expensive. It's because the government keeps subsidizing it with the $1.6 trillion in student loans, number one, and everything else is going on. So maybe this is, I'd like to understand what the survey or who is creating this survey and what their ultimate goal is. Maybe they're trying to take the pressure off the calls to try to make college administrators pay more attention to what their costs are, get rid of their DEI departments and things of that sort.
Yeah, I think all that stuff is in play. I'm just looking for who did this study. I don't recall because I haven't read the story since yesterday. Nationally, more than one in three students reported not having enough to eat in 2020, according to a study from the Hope Center at Temple University. That's the Temple in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Philadelphia, I would imagine. Yeah, you know, on the face of it, it sounds ludicrous to me, Todd, and I'm sure there are many of us of, shall we say, a certain age that work two and even at times three jobs to get through school. It took an extra year to get through school. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of having people cry to me that they don't have enough to do such and such. Give something up or work harder. Make it happen. Don't come to me and tell me I haven't paid enough in taxes, nor anybody else in the taxpaying realm.
Well, let me read you one other thing, Robert, that might influence you to think about this a little differently. Other studies show students who face food insecurities have worse academic performance and physical and mental health outcomes. Do you want to reconsider?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. This is all gobbledygook. This is nothing more than new age ways of separating hardworking people that go to work every day from their hard-earned tax dollars. And in this particular state, they've got it fine-tuned to a point where I see indications that people that work for a living and pay taxes are saying they're done. They're out of Connecticut. They're completely fed up with the silliness going on in the assembly. This craziness, we had Carol Liebau on today, and she was fabulous. And the fact that Ritter, coming out of the lap of luxury that he does and controlling the entire state along with the state unions, is telling her that he can't help push through the scholarships that she wants to, I can't even begin to believe that.
I love the thinking of them as shysters, because this really is. This is like a street hustle. You know, it's the bull dung that you expect the neighborhood con man to be spewing to get you to hand him a couple bucks so he can go buy a burger.
That's a pretty good description. I think I might actually give the guy a couple of bucks before I'd want to give these clowns in Hartford a couple of bucks.
Oh, yeah, because there's probably, you know, the people you have to send the money to is some big organization that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on infrastructure and management.
That's right. Yeah, and of course, you look at the various websites to see whether or not a particular charitable organization is spending most of their money on their own pay and benefits and marketing to get more money, or are they actually spending the money the way they say they're going to. Maybe we should have something like that for all of the legislators in the United States, and in particular Hartford, because these guys have got it fine-tuned. Why else do we have more of the national legislators coming to Connecticut with our 1.1% of the population? It's because Connecticut has got it fine-tuned to a grand science as to how to build the consumers and how to keep themselves in power, full stop.
I've got to read you something else. I forgot this part, too. At the federal,
you think my blood pressure's not high enough yet? You going to work
on
that?
No, this is going to get you operating at another hyper speed here. At the federal level, U.S. Representative Johanna Hayes reintroduced legislation to ensure that college students eligible for SNAP benefits are notified of their options for the public benefits. That report from Temple University found that if enrolled as a single person household, a college student could receive an estimated $281 a month in groceries through SNAP. But only 69% of those eligible take advantage of the benefits. Come on, man.
Right. You're not using enough of the government money that we're handing out to you so we can then control you all that much more. And by the way, Johanna, last time I looked, it's been a year or more, Johanna herself still has school loans. How is that with a woman who's earning $175,000 a year plus great benefits, thank you very much, still has college loans at her age of 40-something?
Is she still getting her SNAP benefits is the question.
No, but she's benefiting her kids by putting them on the payroll.
Oh, that's true. They know how to do the benefit thing in the Democratic Party.
And the other day when she was on with Brian on the morning show, the same talking points. I actually read a letter in the Hartford Courant, which I try not to do usually, And exactly the same talking points in that letter to the Hartford Courant were what Johanna was saying about how she's out there working hard for the common man. I am doing everything I can possibly do to make sure that George Logan is our next congressman.
You know, the problem here, I was just browsing. The SNAP application is often a barrier to people getting SNAP benefits because it's highly individualized, very complicated, with many eligibility requirements, exceptions, and exclusions.
So you know what that's leading to next? That's leading to you need to have your own personal SNAP counselor at the taxpayer expense.
Well, shouldn't you just sign up online for SNAP benefits and Amazon should deliver them?
Yeah. Well, and let's take it one more step with the mediocrity named Cardona, who has completely screwed up the FAFSA thing. You know, by the way, that FAFSA thing, they want every student in every high school, whether they're going to use it or not, whether they're even going to go to college, to run through the FAFSA files. And what is that but government controlled?
Robert, nice to talk with you. Thank you for your contribution.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Robert's fired up, too. Everybody's fired up today. How about that?
Hi, Todd. Today I was putting Easter eggs on the tree in the front yard. I decided to go ahead and put some Ukraine flags out and some decorations just to show my support. I put it on Twitter, Facebook, all those good sites, and I put a sign in my front yard too saying, look at me, I'm so special and great, don't forget about me.
You know, that voice fooled me at first. I thought it was real. I did. I thought it was real.
Yeah, I'm calling about the taxing and the income tax. I'd like to say that the income tax just punishes productivity. They should repeal all income taxes and then just replace it with a consumption tax. You only pay for what you buy, and you only get taxed on new products. If you buy used, there's no tax. It's called the fair tax for a reason, and you can look it up. It's HR 25 or SB 0025. These are federal bills that are available. So that's my rant. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good with the fair tax. I like something that's fair. Not fair, i.e., let people who make average amounts of money pay nothing and keep gouging the rich. No, fair. One percentage across the board, simple. That's how
Hi,
it should
Todd.
Be. Well, it should be no taxes. That's what I'm for.
Hi, Todd. It's the American Patriot. Today's rant is about election 2024, when the stumbling idiot Donald Trump decided to praise Vladimir Putin for attacking...
We needed that explosion, didn't we?
You love doing that, don't you?
Oh, man, it's so satisfying. Let me just do an instant replay of the explosion.
The stumbling idiot Donald Trump decided to praise Vladimir Putin for attacking...
Love that.
I had one quick thing about when I was in college, I got a stipend for $800 a month to eat.
What?
The issue was they based that off of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just three meals a day. Most of me and my friends in college, we ate five meals a day. So so we always ran out with like 4 or 5 weeks left of the semester with nothing to eat. So
Because they didn't have them. It wasn't like a ticket for each day or something.
No,
like that.
It was just $831.
I'm surprised you didn't use it all in one day.
Yeah, it could have. Definitely
right.
Could have.
We got to go. Thank you, Roland. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher, you have a great night, Mark. And get on your way. Make sure those roads are clear for everybody, would you?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.